He is actually going to eject a fan.
Because bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
The fan jumped into the penalty box area.
Joy it is to come to Philadelphia and stand here and dodge ice balls.
We, the Dallas Cowboys, had assassinated John Kennedy.
And we're live.
We're live
and recording. We're recording, but we have someone else that's usually not on here. Actually, a first-time guest.
Excited. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Who are you?
Yeah. I am Jordan. My pronouns are he and him. I get to say that. I was super excited. Liam, I'm sorry we forgot to ask you that the other night. We don't do it on our show, but I feel like we should have asked you since you were there.
It's okay. I do it as a, basically as a courtesy.
Yeah.
But I just like, I also like that it just rubs chuds the wrong way.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
That's like the joy of it is also, there's a certain like level of respect for like people who are like gender nonconforming or whatever. Mm-hmm. But there's also the just like, I know that it makes you angry and I'm happy that it upsets you. And I need to show you guys this from the Temple Spirit store.
Oh, boy.
In case you're wondering.
Oh, I just saw Tommy Bahama. Oh, it's great.
Oh, that actually fucks.
That slaps.
Hold up. Oh.
You know the tropical climes in
North Philly.
Only two left in double X. If I'm going to buy one, I got to buy one now.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, there's a coupon.
That's cool.
And we have there's some yawls and sloops on there. So we have very Philadelphia types of ships on there.
Yeah, this is Jordan, where are you coming to us from? Why do people know you or care?
Yeah, so I'm Jordan. I am from the Sickos Committee. I am their VP of graphic design / data / whatever at this point. I'm from Texas. I live in North Texas, and I'm here to talk about literally whatever, because if you've ever heard our podcast before, it is just stream of consciousness. There really is no topic so much as just vibes.
Oh, that's going to upset our listeners who are used to a very strictly structured,
yeah,
well organized,
strict 20 minutes talking about dicks and then 10 minutes talking about sports and then 5 minutes of listening to them complain about whatever it is they're complaining about this week, which is just Charlie yelling about soccer.
Well, you getting mad at me doing voices, but yeah,
go ahead. I hate your voices, dude.
No, they're good. Keep doing them. No. Thumbs up here as a listener. No. Thumbs up. Let me already drive this wildly in another direction. Did you know there's a Final Four this weekend?
No. Tell us more.
There's a chess Final Four. The collegiate chess final in Dallas, Texas at UT Dallas. In fact, UT Dallas is part of the Final Four. They had a pep rally today for them. They were giving out free swag. It was great. The four teams in the chess Final Four are UT RGV, which is UT Rio Grande Valley, UT Dallas, Missouri, and then Webster University, who is the defending champions. I'm going to drop their mascot for y'all. It's the Gorlock.
The what?
Gorlock?
Yeah, the Gorlock. I'll get that picture for you guys.
Oh, it's in Fort Belvoir.
Yeah, they're the Gorlocks. It's a little dude with a very menacing face.
Oh, no. It's in Webster Groves, Missouri, where my mother used to live.
There you go. So Missouri and Texas, the two chess powerhouses.
I'm looking at the President's Cup, and dude, it's like the same school. Like these are like powerhouses.
Yes, these teams that are going like these are the big teams. This would be like Duke, UNC, and I don't fucking know like other good teams. I don't know
Connecticut, baby.
Sure, UConn, and like mid-2000s Florida, maybe all right there. And so yeah, they're doing that this weekend. I'm actually going to stop by. I think. Their gear, their merch for this, I need to show it to you. Their gear.
Oh, look at this shirt. Look at this. Oh, this slaps.
Where is this at? Is this in the chat?
Here, I'll drop it. I got a version of the picture, I think. Let's see here. Oh, good. It's someone using our name to steal a logo. Great. Thank you. T publicity. Fucking hell. But yeah, that's their actual logo. It's a little, it's a cowboy riding a chess piece, and it's amazing.
That fucking rocks.
It had no reason to go that hard.
That slaps.
Are either of you good at chess at all?
I'm pretty good at chess.
I'm okay.
I'm so bad.
I got to the point where I was playing with like some guys who are like decent, and they're like, oh, you use the French the French repartee. And I was like, all right, what? No, I'm just trying to make moves.
I don't know anything about opens. Leave me alone.
If you start to if you turn chess into like, I've got like pre-programmed, like, okay,
I think the mental capacity I have for chess instead went to Magic the Gathering.
Oh.
Yeah, that feels right. I feel like I'm better at Magic too than chess. I am better than Magic than chess.
I guess for me, it went to memorizing NASA missions. Or no, Old English, which I can't really speak. I'm not going to do it to Liam.
Like other stuff, today they just announced BYU won the National Landscape Design Final, which is another competition they have. And we also have things like crop judging and meat judging.
I've seen the crop judging tweets, and I really like those.
Yeah, you know what? I won the meat judge, I'll tell you. Yeah, definitely. They should let me go in again. Oh, man. Fuck it. Always win that shit.
I like the idea of no, I don't like that idea. Just moving
of,
on.
Of me being judged?
It's so great. At the end of every season, at the end of every school year, we try to put together a list of all the non-NCAA champions from whatever we can find, like book collecting or Concrete Canoe, which is this awesome engineering program where these like engineering students try to build a canoe out of concrete with different things.
Yeah, Drexel does that. And they're usually decent at it. Go ahead.
Cal Poly is the
of course they are fucking dweebs.
Uh-huh. Doesn't Drexel do the trash boat thing too?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I did a safety thing for that once.
For the trash boat?
Yeah, we had to stay close to them in case they sank, which they were very... because they do that in the fucking Schuylkill in the navigable part. Like, I think it's a bad idea.
But yeah, like that's one of our favorite things is just being able to highlight all of these champions from these events that, I don't know, did you know there's a collegiate cricket championship?
Who won?
This year it wasn't Pitt, because Pitt was gonna have a five-peat, but they got beat. Let me see. I know that Notre Dame won Gaelic football.
Oh, of course. That makes sense.
That makes sense. And I think Colorado won hurling.
And the bowling.
Yeah.
I take delight in the carriages are rolling.
There are just so many awesome, weird things that are out there that we love to just sort of dig through and find it, because why not?
No, I like the appreciating the spirit of competition.
Yeah.
And mastery within a field. Competence, you know, and excellence.
It's cool to be able to say I'm the best in the country at the shit no one cares about.
Yeah.
Right. Like that's
objectively cool.
Yeah. And for someone, it's always going to be like, this is, you know, an amazing thing. This is an important thing. This might be for the meat judging folks. Like that's like a career for them.
Right.
And that's like their big jump into their career. And so, yeah, hell yeah. Why not cheerlead all of it? Get t-shirts, hang banners, always hang a banner. When in doubt, hang a banner.
Absolutely. I bet you the meat judging champions. I bet you Costco's on the line. Like, yo, we need you to go like help us find.
Or like commercial butchers, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. USDA is like right there. Like that, like with a fucking application waiting for you.
Draft the meat judging draft. That fucking rules.
Yeah. I would watch that.
I'm deep in the temple. Spirit Shop bookstore. There's some.
Oh God.
Oh, you got it. You got to share the.
When you get to the bottom of those places, it's just. I was looking at the Pac-12 one before they started shutting it down, and there was some stuff in there, y'all.
Do you remember that? I was. Oh, that's bad.
Is that camo?
Yeah, bud.
Chip camo, but in cherry and black and yeah.
You know what? That would work in like Center City, like down with like Alfred's Alley. You could bust that out and like tactically sneak up on somebody.
Oh yeah,
just from the shoulders up. there's the bottom of a torso coming out of me out of the brick.
Ah, fuck!
I like this one because it looks fake. Here, this is for some reason we have a med school. Then I remember why we have a med school. This just looks fake, right?
Oh, that looks fake as hell.
Temple Medicine
in the most knockoff Helvetica font. Center.
It's not even the temple, real temple word mark. Like, nope, why would they not have They should have like a real like clearance section, like Temple 2010 commencement speech. It's just got Bill Cosby on the back doing like his face or something like that.
I remember my ex-girlfriend worked at the Temple bookstore and actually met Bill Cosby, and apparently he was just the rudest piece of shit. It was Trax, right? Like,
yeah, Trax, yeah,
just the rudest, like, nastiest guy. And it's just like, yeah, that Trax, you fucking just jackass monster thing.
There's a house up on old Second Street that's like supposed to be his mom's house. It was like, that was like the rumor. Like, this was Bill Cosby's mom's house. But it was like right on the corner on like Second Street Pike.
I know where you are, yeah.
Yeah, like up in like Elkins Park-ish area. Like on the right way up to there. Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, that's Bill Cosby's mom's house. Like, how do you know this?
Why do you know this?
Yeah, old Philly lore. The real deep hyper-regional shit that no one understands unless you're from here. I don't like this new kind of like flat design Temple Owl logo that I've seen on some of these shirts.
The one with the owl itself that looks really ugly.
Yeah, it's like a diamond.
I really like it. I love the classic T, the double line mm-hmm. T. But the new, I do like the new logo. I like owls as mascots. Like, that's one of those things. I almost went to Rice, so like I have that love there. And yeah, I don't know. The new one really does it for me for whatever reason. I don't know how to look on a football helmet though.
The owl mark, I think they call it, and it's just like. I think it's weird this because one. Like if you had sort of skipped the T, I would like it a lot more. But like with the T, it just feels like, what do you guys? Oh, this by itself without the T, I do like that.
Yes,
you like that one.
I like it without the T. Yeah, I don't like it with the T.
I think if that goes on the helmets, it'll look sharp. And stick with like the traditional like double stripes. Oh yeah.
Yeah, when we get blown out by Oklahoma 75-0.
At least we'll look nice.
You got to look good while you're getting blown out. Here's the thing. If we show up with bootleg Temple merch, how much could we sell just in the parking lot? I wonder.
I do like what I said on Sickos Committee, where I think that like if you went to Temple, Oklahoma in Temple gear, what Beth said, like, they wouldn't know what to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
No.
They would be like, oh, can I get you a beer or something? Like, yeah, I came from Philly for this game. Like, when my friend and I went to Ole Miss Fresno State, we were like, yeah, we're from Philly. They thought we meant Philadelphia, Mississippi. And we were like, no, Philadelphia, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And more than one person was like, you came all this way. Like, let me get you a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Liam, because when we convince our single family others to let us go, we should just bring a fucking Wawa, like, plastic bag. Just filled with D-cells.
Yeah, right.
And try to get into the stadium.
Make them feel at home. Make them feel at home.
What? I can't go anywhere without these. This is my batteries. I need them. What? Do you got fucking batteries in the stadium? Yeah, they're probably like $20 a fucking battery. I bought these outside. I'm allowed to bring shit in.
I bought these outside. Yeah. You just bought these from a guy on Coffin, dude.
There's a guy. A guy.
Yeah, yeah. We see the thing you really don't know, if you tailgated a Philly game, you got your typical whippets. Loose cigarettes and D-cell batteries, alongside the bootleg T-shirts and
that's good to me.
Soft pretzels that are just in a cart,
mm-hmm.
like a shopping cart. Just the soft pretzels are just thrown into the cart.
Yeah, just dumped. I mean, really, truly, just dumped it.
Do they just dump the salt on the pretzels then? So the pretzels all go in and then they just cover them in salt.
Well, they got to deal with PennDOT with the road salt that they use. They don't use.
Oh yeah, surplus. Great. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it helps. It helps too with it. It's like a lot of it's fracking fluid, but they can't find a use for it. So it's good for your thyroid.
Fuck, I'm in Texas. I have no clue what's in my water. It's fine. I'll be dead, long dead before all y'all.
Yeah, there was a scandal of them using fracking fluid as roadway brine, and they figured this out when the state troopers, like when they do the weigh-in stations.
Yeah, yeah.
Their fucking radioactivity meters were going off.
Beautiful.
Love this state.
Oh, we're going to kill everyone. Yeah. Great. Cool.
Love this state. Well, I can say this. Hello and welcome to another episode of 10,000 Losses, the only Philadelphia sports podcast that exists.
Fuck you, writes Ricky Sanchez.
Fuck you, Spike Eskin, directly. Mike, you're cool. I'm your host, Tom Payne. My pronouns are he, him. With me is my co-host, Yay.
Liam. Hi, I'm Liam Anderson. And as we mentioned, we have a guest who already introduced himself.
Yeah.
I jumped the gun. Sorry,
y'all. That's Jordan from Sickos Committee.
Yeah.
I'm Jordan. I have never been to, I've been to Philly once. It was for a weekend. I did like the typical shit.
Like Liberty Bell and all that.
Yeah, just the typical shit. I was living in DC at the time.
Liberty Bell, getting mugged.
Robbing a Wawa.
Robbing a Wawa. You know, do you know what I found out Wawa stands for?
What's that?
Walk away with anything.
Uh-huh.
That's what the kids are saying these days.
See, I come from a very Sheetz heavy podcast, so going into Wawa territory, I feel like I'm
That's because Sheetz is better than Wawa.
I begrudgingly have to admit that, you know, the Wawa, the halcyon days of my youth, no longer exists. Used to be a deli where you could get like fresh shit, and now it's sadly all made in a plant in Wawa, Pennsylvania, and shipped out. At least the coffee's okay. So we recorded a bonus where we watched the garbage picking, field goal kicking, Philadelphia phenomenon with the boys from Beyond the Breakers. And if you're listening to this, that will be out already. So if you want to go and listen to that bonus, it's quite fun. We go longer than the movie ends then some. It's about 2 hours of bullshit. Patreon.com/10,000losses for that bonus and every other bonus. It's $1 a month, but more if you're cool. And then, as always, we need messages. You can DM us. You can send it to the Patreon. Although, don't anything like urgent. One of you said like asked for help with your bracket on Patreon. I didn't see that in time because for some reason I don't get notifications for fucking messages. That fucking sucks. So sorry. But Patreon.com for that. But if you want to give us messages, you can text or call, leave a voicemail, 267-371-7218. Give us your name and pronouns. All right. So, we're having Sickos Committee on for the sport that they cover the most on their podcast. Baseball.
Yeah.
It's opening day. That was a default Zencaster drop. That came with the
that was loud too. Oh, yeah. It was clear and loud.
We have never learned how to volume control our drops. Very amateur hour podcast, but who gives a shit?
Yeah.
That's part of the fun.
You know, Wawa began in 1803 as an iron foundry.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. About Wawa.
Huh.
So, that is weird. And it just became a deli.
Yeah. Kind of unrelated. I don't know.
So we're recording this on opening day, Thursday the 28th of March, but there's no Phillies opening day because there's a little bit of drizzle app happening outside. Because
they moved it. Yep.
They moved it to fucking Friday.
Which is fine, because Jesus was crucified at 3 o'clock on Good Friday. The opener is at 3:05, so Castellanos' grand slam. Book it.
One run for each nail.
Four runs?
Yeah.
Was it 3 o'clock Eastern time? Okay.
Yeah, I don't... We're just going to say it.
Was it 3 o'clock Eastern time?
Yeah, it's... I don't know if we have... How they did time zones back in the day.
Yeah. It's 3 p.m. Roman time. That's all you need to know. It's your only time in the Roman Empire. I don't know why I'm speaking with this voice.
Yeah, you know, like, I also don't know.
Liam, I'm actually back with you that. Not that voice. That's okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, it's like you watch a Rome, like every episode, like every TV show or movie set in Rome has British accents for Romans. And the working class Romans always have a fucking Cockney accent. So,
what movies are you watching?
HBO's Rome.
That's not a movie. That was a television show.
Monty Python, Life of Brian.
Okay. All right. Just, yeah. Okay.
Gladiator.
Great fucking movie. Yeah. Do you want to talk about how we think the Phils are going to do this year, which I assume good-ish?
I think we're solid 90 plus win team. I think the only issues, which is already kind of has started to rear its head, is pitching depth in the rotation with Taiwan. I remember texting you saying, hey, look, Fangraphs is saying we're going to have the best bullpen in the league. And you just, I forget what your reaction was, but it was like, oh, it was like bold, huh?
Incredulity.
Yeah, you were incredulous. The idea that we're going to have, we watched this bullpen in person over the last several years. We watched Kimbrel pitch his way into hell.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Yeah. So, well, he's not on the team. He can't hurt us anymore.
Mm. Is he on the O's? No, it'll be an O's Phillies World Series. Craig Kimbrel redemption arc. Craig Kimbrel throws a perfect game. Game 7 of the World Series.
He's going to throw a perfect game?
Yeah.
The why world's not? Only one inning game.
Yeah, why not? Craig Kimbrel gets hot. We suffer the consequences. The O's are brought to glory. I drive down to Baltimore and die of Natty Bo.
Yeah, I do. We have said this before. I do want the fucking the I-95 World Series.
I mean, I would like... I mean, when was the last time they won a World Series? Like 83?
I don't know.
Oh, that's
yes, sad. It was the 95 series. Yes.
83.
Yeah. Against us. That sucks.
Oh, good. The Orioles are already up 11-1 on the Angels. Y'all, the Angels might be bad this year.
Yeah.
You think? Oh,
God. And who has the one Angels run? It's Mike Trout!
Woo! Yep.
You. I love to go deaf during my own podcast. Thank you.
Mike Trout, bring him home, boy. Bring the boy up, boys.
He doesn't want to be here.
He comes back. This is where he lives. Doesn't he live? Doesn't he go back to fucking Melville every year to like go like play in the swamp or something like that?
I don't know. Fly a Confederate flag and like shoot at Shoobies. What else is in Millville? I don't know. I pass it on the way to the shore, I guess.
Did you know in the DC universe, canonically, Gotham is in the Delaware Bay where Millville is?
Okay. I mean, that makes sense.
Metropolis is across the bay down like where, I don't know, Dover Air Force Base is.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, the terrain, if you're not familiar, it's a large estuary, Jordan.
Yeah.
Which is perfectly suited for massive fucking buildings.
Yeah, for putting giant skyscrapers on sand. Oh, yeah. That's great. Yeah. And swamp.
Yeah, love it. Yeah, so opening day, let's see. Let's opening day tracker. Orioles, Angels. The Angels are losing, are they?
Oh, yeah, 11-1. They're getting 11. their doors blown off.
Yeah.
Oh, 11-1. We got, let's see, the Lankies. The Yankees are losing.
Yeah, I got the text about that. That was pretty angry.
That emotionally feels good. Okay.
The Reds are beating the Nationals 7-0.
The Pirates are losing already.
Oh, that'll make everyone on my podcast.
The Tigers
feel normal.
The Tigers scored a run, so that's nice. And the Dodgers are up 5-1.
I do want to talk about a thing in baseball that we haven't covered in a bit, which is Wander Franco. He is on administrative leave officially. So they are still continuing their investigation. If you need to slap a trigger warning on here for sexual assault, Wander Franco is alleged to have had sex with a 14-year-old girl when he was 21 in the DR, may have had a relationship with her. That's fucking gross. I don't know why this is taking so long. Just ban his ass already.
He only now has been removed from their 40 man.
It was like in the last couple days.
Yeah, dude. It's like what? I don't know. That's fucking weird. But speaking of baseball, you want to talk about Shohei Ohtani and the Pete Rose level of scandal I'm hoping for?
Yeah, so dude, a lot fucking happens since the last time we recorded. Like,
you're right there, Jordan.
Oh, I'm good. This is this one is such an intersection of sports gambling and baseball and someone who is, you know, yeah, this is just like the perfect intersection of things.
So Shohei Ohtani, late of the Angels, now of the Dodgers, is basically the best baseball player since Babe Ruth.
I believe you mean Ted Williams. That's okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did you ever hit 400 in the season?
I mean, like maybe the first game.
Okay. No, so no, you didn't. Okay.
No, I never had a batting average that high. I did have a one base percentage that was pretty high because I was good at leaning in. We've talked about that.
Yeah, so it's correct.
yeah, he's like he's very private, but he's like supposed to be like this like big, like lovable goofball, although he did shill NFTs at one point. So his translator, Ipe, and of course I'm gonna Mizuhara.
Good enough.
I think I stuck the landing there. So if first it came, it was weird, and I don't want to tread ground that people have already covered. Basically, he got fired from the Dodgers after it came out that at first it was like, oh no, Shohei transferred $4.5 million to this illegal sports book operation in California to cover Ipe's his translator's gambling debt. And now it seems to have come out that basically, you know, Ipe was doing it without his permission. He stole the money. Like, he took advantage of Shohei, is what it seems like. And that he's like a catch me if you can type of motherfucker who lied about his bona fides and got onto the team with sweet gig, $500,000 a year to just be in the hangout with baseball players like 24/7, like being a dugout. I mean, that's a pretty
$500,000 a year and still stealing shit. Like,
yeah.
$4.5 million is a lot of money.
I would simply not gamble and just enjoy my salary personally. I mean, I know that cost of living in LA is more expensive, but I still think $500,000 a year could get you a pretty living a decent life out in LA. So this raises like a whole shitload of questions, like, and people like on this podcast, we've been saying that it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time until this is the closest we've gotten, at least in baseball, to like a player gambling.
Yeah. This is Rudy Gobert licking the microphones.
I have used that analogy for so many different things. Yes, you're absolutely right. It is Rudy Gobert licking the microphones.
It's also, you know, the sort of another scandal we haven't talked about is that Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, Jontay Porter, who's a forward for the Toronto Raptors, is also under investigation by the NBA for multiple instances of betting irregularities about prop bets. It's very weird. I do think a lot of it is like, I know that somebody said, like, I've been getting death threats. Somebody in sports is like, I've been getting death threats from bettors. We are on the precipice of something real nasty. We don't bet on sports. I had a DraftFucks account. I no longer do. I have gotten to the point where I think just because it's been shoved in my throat so damn much that I just like recoil at the thought of sports betting. I'm in it for the love of miserable goddamn baseball.
That's what happens to me. Is I don't bet either, and none of the folks like at the podcast of Sickos, we don't really bet either, because it goes against doesn't go against like our credo, but it changes how you watch the game.
Yeah,
it does.
And I would rather sit there and whatever outcome, especially if it's two teams I'm sort of neutral on, I'm rooting for just giant chaos and wildness. Mm-hmm. And the minute I have money on it, it changes it. And it's not for me.
Yeah. Like at my school, I'm like known as the sports guy, and I've had like people ask me, I've had fucking kids ask me, mm-hmm. they should bet on. I was like, dude, you're not 21. The fuck you don't. No. And I'm like, no, like it's like, okay, well this thing that we all love, like we were saying in the intro, like this competition, whatever form of competition, this excellence, this competence or lack thereof, that drives the love of sport, it's just like something else. It's getting subsumed into, something far darker, something that's a habit, something that destroys lives, something, you know, just you're not watching the game out of the love. You're watching the game because you want to make some money. And as soon as you start getting like where players are getting death threats, stuff like that, like we didn't just legalize sports betting in this country. We just completely fucking went into it full tilt.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
There was no sort of,
I just like the thing that I don't understand, right? When we're talking about betting is like the amount of which it's crept into every part of sports.
Yeah.
Like local news coverage, like 6ABC is presented by DraftKings, and it's like, and it's just like, I don't really care if sports gambling is legal or not. Like I don't.
Right.
But like, they shouldn't be allowed to advertise.
Right. And we
like, they shouldn't be allowed to advertise.
Like cigarettes.
Basically. It should be like cigarettes. There should be no advertisements.
And at this point, I believe that like it should be confined to casinos.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just like whatever. Like if you want to throw $20 on like a Phillies game, like I don't give a shit. Right. If you're willing to go down to Comcast, what's it called, Xfinity Live, mm-hmm. and throw $20 on it, like, I don't give a shit. It doesn't bother me. Or go up to parks. But like, when it's just like, oh, like, this guy doesn't hit the under, here's my 25 leg parlay that's like gonna make me rich. It's like, dude, like, this sucks. This isn't fun anymore.
Having it on your phone and being able just to pull it up at any time, like, that has changed the, it's no longer this very intentional, I am taking my money to a casino, here is my money. Mm-hmm. It is, I am sitting here and like half watching something, and with the same breath that I'm, you know, I just got on Twitter, I'm spending, betting $25.
I just got an ad from the Phillies, swing for the fences with the king of sports books. Mm-hmm. And it's just a bet MGM up to $1,500 in bonus bets if you don't win. That's the entire thing. And it's like, dude, this sucks.
Yeah. Sport, if you made me the you know, if I had the wide ranging Joseph Stalin-esque powers that they think that Biden has, if you turn me into that, I would immediately be like, there's no, not only is there no advertising for gambling, it's legal at the casino, and that's it only, no apps, and there's no mention of it in there. It can't be associated with the league at all in any way.
But having a, like, DraftKings, an official partner of Major League Baseball, fucking blows.
Yeah. And Pete Rose is a piece of shit. We've said this many times, like he deserves many deaths, and you know,
in many universes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not for betting. He is right that the MLB is hypocritical about it. That's broken clock, right? But he is right. The 30 years ago, it would be the commissioner's office would have been like, there's absolutely no chance of this happening. This is completely against the spirit of the game.
I mean, how wild is it that Vegas now is going to have three professional sports teams, which for so long, Vegas was a pariah. Right. No one would move there because that meant, you know, you were involved with gambling, and no one would do that. That's why would you put anything in Vegas? And now there are basketball, like college basketball conferences from all over that want to have events in Vegas. And now the Vegas Bowl is one of the bigger events. And now they're going to have three professional teams when that would have been unthinkable 15 years ago.
Right. And it's a matter of time before the NBA moves there too, but.
Oh, for sure. They'll get four. Yeah.
Right. They'll go four for four. But like the thing that I think really bothers me about it is just hearing, like, maybe it's just because I'm not the target audience, but hearing, like, basically college kids be like, yeah, my parlor, like, this and that and the third thing. I was talking to someone like someone who I would think was, like, a, like, reasonable, normal person. I forget where. And he was like, yeah, you know, my parlor didn't hit me. Fuck this. Like, and I was like, dude, it's like, you, like, this, like, I thought we were, like, having a normal ass conversation about sports. And I think that, like, One of the things I really like about Sicko's committee is I'm more interested in, like, sports are better when they're worse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And just the, like, I don't want to, you know, not even from a moralistic place. It's not my money. It's not my money. I don't really give a shit with, like, what people do with their money, but I'm sick of having it jammed down my throat. I'm just sick of seeing it. I'm sick of, like, opening ESPN and, like, right there is, like, ESPN bet. I'm like, I don't fucking deal with this.
That one, even more so than the conferences, the leagues being in bed with them, ESPN having their own sports book skeeves the shit out of me for many reasons.
Me too. And the NBA being like, oh, we're going to put live lines on NBA League Pass. It's like, okay, well, like, then what, I mean, fuck Pete Rose. What is he banned for then?
It's like, we got, I don't know, the Mormon church coming out with their own booze, you know, like, it's just like, it's just weird. It it's incestuous and it feels wrong and it feels like, yeah.
Grim.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the Brigham Young brown ale.
Yeah. I'm sick of just having this in my face every goddamn day. I'm sick of, like, just seeing it every goddamn day, you know. And I think that ultimately, like, the reckoning is going to come. And what that looks like, I don't know. I'm sort of skeptical of Major League Baseball's investigation into Ohtani, although I believe that he probably, like, more or less didn't know.
and like wanted to get his friend out of a tight situation. And like, that's, you know, his friend, his confidant, his bellman, his like whatever, his everything, right? And like, I don't believe that I believe Shohei Ohtani would have the wherewithal to be like, dude, I'm about to sign for 700 million. Like, I'm not going to fuck that up.
Yeah.
But I also know that, like, psychologically, addiction does weird stuff to you.
Yeah.
You know, and I do think, like, some guy on a 2A for the Raptors is absolutely going to get sacrificed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether, and I saw that the NCAA and, the NCAA is trying to ban prop bets on college ball, which I think is good. Like, because there's no reason, like, even with NIL, like, if you came to me and were like, here's 50,000 in a duffel to shoot for less than 20, I'm taking that money. Yeah. You're insane to think I wouldn't take that money. Remember Shabazz Napier being like, oh yeah, sometimes we don't have enough to eat in 2013 when UConn makers that run. Mm-hmm. Like, you're insane to think I wouldn't take 50,000 or whatever amount of money.
Yeah, like it's a prop bet is so hard to, you know, obviously there could be patterns, but that's the hardest kind of bet to really, like, you know, detect.
And the only ones that really get caught are like that the stupid ass Alabama baseball folks that were like, hey, look at my phone. I have the inside information, casino. Like, right. Look at me. I have the info. Let me bet. Like, that asshole got busted because he was being an idiot.
Right.
But for the prop bet stuff, this is also the other thing about college sports betting in general, is that there are so many teams doing so many things. Like, it is one of the places where if you have a little bit of information, it is very asymmetric. Mm-hmm. But I can imagine, like, student athletes, I say student athletes, fuck that. Why did I say that? Why these athletes are getting just harassed by adults. It's the same skeevy thing as people tweeting at recruits and just being shitty to like 17-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, don't do this. Why is this so hard?
Right. And you know, like I said, I think that, like, you know, there's going to come a time where, like, somebody has thrown, like, we're going to get a 1919, like, Black Sox scandal.
Oh yeah. 100%.
You know, we're going to get that. I do think that, like, that's sort of what like, at least me and probably Tom and maybe Jordan are all sort of waiting on, is like the Black Sox level, like,
yeah,
like, we threw this on purpose for the purposes of betting.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. I think it's inevitable.
And like, I'm, you know, my fear is, like, with MLB, you know, my baseball's my favorite sport, like, seeing that kind of scandal rock the game and then they don't do anything about it.
Right.
And then baseball suddenly just becomes sports entertainment. And
that's even more just depressing. The idea that this would happen, and they just go, eh. I can see that happening.
I mean, they did it for the Astros. They just didn't give a shit. I mean,
yeah.
Manfred just didn't care.
And there was huge, I mean, Manfred will go down in history as a worse fucking commissioner than the fucking guys who upheld the fucking color line. You know, if you say, what was the worst, who's the worst commissioner of baseball to an average baseball fan, they're going to say Rob Manfred. They're not going to say Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
It's probably Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
He was a piece of shit, but, you know, he was also the Black Sox guy, I believe, right? Before I sound like an idiot. Yeah, it was. Oh, no, he was appointed in response.
Mm.
He was appointed because he was a lawyer. Right. A judge.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if we could go back to good old fashioned corruption, like the SMU Pony Express, where it's just like, we are openly paying these players and we openly don't give a shit. Like, come and take it. NIL is fine, but frustrating, where it's just like, we're going to legislate this for 10 years. And like, the end result is going to be, we're just going to pay these kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're treading water. We're just treading water.
We're just treading water. Right. Like, it's coming, you know. And your alma mater, Jordan, has started at the basketball union.
I was so happy about that. And Dartmouth isn't a great basketball school. I'm going to share this with you all in case you don't know this. Dartmouth is traditionally not a basketball power. I think the last time they went to the tournament was 1940.
Oof.
Yeah. But you don't have to be good to be in a union. I have to keep reminding people, like, that's not the point. The point is to collectively bargain. And it looks like they're going to pave the way, which I am incredibly proud of, because The NCAA refused to do anything about this. They thought they were going to get bailed out by the courts or by Congress, and they didn't. And so the NIL came around and they went, well, I guess it's just open season now. And now we're trying to put shit back in the box and it's not going to fit. Like, right. It ain't going to go back in the box. So I'm just here for the ride. There will always be some, we keep joking over at Sickos to starting like NIL stuff and like finding some D3 school to just funnel money at their O-line or something to advertise us or whatever, because that's like the NIL greatness, right? In my mind, it's the O-line that gets free hamburgers and gets to advertise a barbecue joint. Like, that's like the fun
eat
stuff.
More beef or whatever they yes! do, like the beef producers of right. was it Iowa? Like, that's all right.
I already yeah. have the team. I don't know if they have a football team, but we're going to start one. The Arcadia Beavers. Beaver College. We used to be called Beaver College. They changed their name for a reason. Arcadia. Let's go. Let's get a fucking O-line for Arcadia.
Here we go. Love it.
They do not field football, my guy. Well,
they will after we
okay.
throw some.
They're doing some wrestling now.
I got kicked out of the gym there for their fucking men's. Wasn't football, obviously. I don't know. I was very pissed. I was like, you know, I pay tuition to use this gym, right? You know, you can't take every fucking squat rack. Well, we actually can. I was like, all right, cool.
They're in something called the Mid-Atlantic Conference Freedom.
Yeah, so the Mid-Atlantic Conference is actually split into two conferences. It's pretty weird.
Okay.
So this is a D3 conference, and I unfortunately can speak too much about this. So York College, beautiful York, Pennsylvania, is part of the MAC. So it's split into Freedom and Commonwealth. for whatever reason.
That's some leaders and legends shit right there. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, Commonwealth is like mostly central Pennsylvania, and then Hood College out in Frederick, Maryland. Okay. And like Widener is in this, and Albright.
Del Val, go Aggies.
Yeah, go Mac Freedom is just like everybody else.
Del Val was the best Aggie team in the country this year.
Of
all the Aggies that played football, they were the best football Aggies this year.
I went to a fucking event at Del Val because I lived not too far from them. And I had to fucking fix their beer lines for them because they had no one there. None of their bartenders knew how to do beer lines. And I was like, listen, I used to be a home brewer. I used to actually like almost be a pro brewer. Like, I can fix this for you real quick. And they're like, sure.
What are they teaching at that school? Come on now.
They're teaching
horse stuff.
Did you know, fun Del Val fact, burpee seeds, that's where burpee is from.
Yeah.
That is where iceberg lettuce was invented. So if you hate iceberg lettuce, you can thank Delaware Valley University. Also, burpee, huge Trump donors. So
yeah. What's weird is that Delaware was founded by a reform rabbi.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think the college isn't. The university doesn't have a reputation for being chuds, but
no.
Burpee does.
Everyone's got chuds.
Everyone's got chuds. We have Bill Cosby, dude. Like,
yeah, that's true. There's probably other really bad Temple grads out there. Can't just think off the top of our head.
Yeah, I'm sure there's bastards.
It's probably like politicians.
Yeah.
I got Dinesh D'Souza and fucking Lauren Ingram. Plus
ooh. And Dr. Seuss.
Plus like a bunch of secretaries of treasury. Like, no, I can say absolutely nothing. They're all asses.
Our notable alumni, Bill Cosby, is the first person.
Of course he is.
Daryl Hall.
Hall and Oates, yeah.
Ted Bundy.
Yeah, but he only attended for like a semester, though.
Doesn't count.
John Street, former mayor.
Yeah, yeah. Diplo. Bob Mark Saget. Levin.
Oh, Mark Levin. It just says list of Temple University people. It doesn't, I guess, because it includes people who weren't graduates.
Yeah.
See, now like, I need to get Liam on there. Hold up.
Quinta Brunson, it's really funny because she went to Temple and dropped out. And then in the show Abbott Elementary, she's like, oh yeah, I went to Penn. Like, her character went to Penn, and it's like, what's wrong with Temple? Like, it would be more believable if you had just gone to Temple.
There's too many names on here. I'm going to get we got to get at it. Liam.
Yeah. We'll get you on. We'll
thank
we'll
you.
Yeah. Unlike Liam, I actually hold the diploma from there.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, go Butkers, baby. Go Scarlet Knights.
Hell yeah.
I it's
ooh.
Ooh.
I don't know where my diploma is. My parents lost it, and I just like have not bothered to get another one.
Actually, those are my wife's diplomas. Mine's in the basement. but it is from there.
Same thing. Close enough. Yeah. No one's looking that close.
Yeah. Do you want to move on to voicemails?
Yeah, sure. Did you want to mention anything? We'll fucking cover it next time. We lost a harder return. I guess that's the.
Yeah, we did. We on some bullshit calls, but they don't. It's fine.
Yeah, like by one, and yeah, and what fucking Embiid has been shown in practice. So,
he's coming back. He's gonna be rested for the playoffs, and then you're gonna get destroyed in the second round by the Boston Celtics. Woo.
Yeah, this is where Liam's. Hold on, just keep talking. Start talking, Liam.
Yeah, this is where. Thank you.
This shit
has got to be unlistenable.
I got to do a study. I think the more drops, the proportionally the more listeners we get.
I like that. Like there are episodes of W2IP that like I consider unlistenable.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple of those episodes when I used to edit that are unlistenable.
Yeah, the two worst episodes of WTYP are the SS El Faro and the Merchant of Free Enterprise.
And why is that?
They're really bad because there's no Liam on it.
There was no Liam on though because I was elsewhere. Don't worry about me.
That's why they're the worst. Yeah. So I guess just real quick, Metric Mike had DM'd us. Sounds like there's going to be big news with the
Kim Mulkey story, which hasn't come out yet.
It hasn't come out yet.
Come on, someone drop this. Give me a draft. He's something.
Yeah, he said that. I guess Mike's got a WAPO subscription, so he'll give us a gift link when it drops.
Thank you.
So thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. We do got a couple listener voicemails ready to go. One is someone we haven't had in a long time. Someone who actually was a guest on Bonus. Someone whose mother hates Liam.
Oh, Etienne.
Etienne. I have it. I did put it in there. So we have Etienne du Quebec. Etienne wants to talk about Formula One for a minute. So let me click that.
Hi, hey, this is Etienne. I know it's not your like area of interest, but this is your semi-official Formula One correspondent. And so like, this year, Max Verstappen and Red Bull are continuing their brutal air of dominant repression by winning literally everything again. However, Red Bull is falling apart in a very strange way because it all kicked off when a female member of the F1 of the Red Bull team filed a internal team complaint for improper basically like sexual harassment at work against Christian Horner, the team leader, which was then taken up as an internal investigation by Red Bull, the drinks company, which owns the team. And 2 weeks later, the team found that no wrongdoing has been done, which we have zero detail about any of this. So we don't really know anything about it, but I will, you know, choose to believe that there's at least something wrong there. So that was supposed to, in theory, close the book on this, but now it's basically like a intercompany turf war that has been kicked off in 2022 when Dietrich Mateschitz died, who is the co-founder of the Red Bull Drinks Energy, who basically was like the guy behind the F1 team effort and was always like supportive of Horner and all this stuff. And there's another faction, which is the other co-founder, which I forgot his name. So you have this extremely strange situation where, you know, and then Jos Verstappen, which is Max's dad, said that Christian Horner needed to leave, otherwise the team would collapse. And all of this is basically like, you have like a corporate turf war, which has been catalyzed through a sexual harassment on the workplace complaint, which is insanely fucked up and weird and makes everyone look really bad. So do we have like the situation where Red Bull will keep continue winning on the for the foreseeable future unless every key member of the team leaves because this is too icky? It's so weird. I'm going to keep watching this garbage. Thanks for the podcast. Have a good day.
Liam, I know you're the closest. Jordan, I don't know if you follow Formula One at all. Liam, I know you're like closest to sports. I couldn't find anything. Like, it seems like nothing else has come out about this yet.
No, I haven't seen anything else.
Yeah. It's
once they said that they had found him, nothing happened. They just dropped it and no one has said a single thing.
Yeah, that's weird.
We'll say that Max Verstappen's car did have an issue last race and he did not win that race. Ferrari got a win, which made a lot of people very happy. And I think the guy that won, don't quote me on this, Carlos Sainz, I think he's the one that no longer has a seat at Ferrari next year.
As you do.
As you do.
Racing cars. I've never really gotten into any form of car racing.
I like NASCAR. You are a loser, but that's okay. I still like you.
Aw, isn't that sweet? All right. Our next voicemail is, well, and Etienne, thanks for calling and let us know about it. Keep us updated if anything else happens, or anything else crazy happens up there in Quebec. All right. We got Wayne, regular listener. Let's say,
hey, Tom. Hey, Liam. It's Wayne, pronouns he, him, calling after, our wild weekend, for St. Patrick's Day weekend in Dublin.
That's right, he was in Dublin.
Managed to go to see Bohemians versus Derry City. Bohemians not playing very well. They actually fired their manager just the week before. I
thought he said set fire to them.
That's what I heard too.
And first match there, you gotta say great atmosphere, great stadium. Both went 2-1 with goals from Rooney and a guy by the name of James Akintunde. Incredible atmosphere. There were flares. Incredible support. And you guys definitely have to look up more information on Bohemians. It's a club everybody I think will really like. Anyway, go Rutgers and fuck Penn State.
That's right, baby.
We don't do enough road flares in the States and crowds. Have you noticed
that?
You're
saying this. We don't. You're 100% right.
We got to do more road flares once again.
I've seen smoke flares at a Union game. So, like, I think MLS is a little more tolerant of it. I don't know if they're supposed to, but I would love to be able to bring, like, flashbangs in.
Yeah.
For, like, when the Braves are in town, just throw a flashbang.
Fuck you, Spencer Strider.
Just imagine Pitt fans giving them road flares and flashbangs. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
for the backyard brawl? Hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta find the one I might have posted on Twitter. There was like one AI generated art that was that I got to do it. It was the Pittsburgh football team spiking a football on the corpse of fucking what's his name? The head coach. Penn State, I can't draw his name.
Joe Paterno.
Thank you. Spiking the football on Joe Paterno's head in hell. I have to find that was a good one.
Magnificent.
Good. Yeah, we definitely. I gotta look up the Bohemians though, because I'm going to Ireland in the summer. So, they're a lefty team. I have to show you guys something. In the chat, this is we were doing merch earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this Temple Law folding umbrella. It really.
Where does it say Temple Law?
Then I scrolled up a Fanatics experience.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, great job, guys.
It is just a pink umbrella.
Yeah, that, I'm gonna put that on Twitter.
It's great.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love my my texture not loaded graphics error in Unreal Engine fucking ass umbrella.
Terrible.
This fucking sucks. All right. So thanks for calling in, Wayne. I hope you got the wings at the Black Sheep Pub. Like I said, Shouts out to the Black Sheep in Dublin. If you've ever been there, you go there. All right. And our other soccer fan, Charlie, he might yell, so be forewarned. There's two volumes of Charlie. Calm and screaming, like with guns going off behind him.
Oh God.
Yeah, he's he's either loud or quiet. There's it's a binary switch. So we got Charlie. Let's listen to what he's got to say.
Hey guys. Hey Tom. Yay, Liam. Charlie from Roxborough. He, him. Recounting two Union Road games, last week's game in Austin, the first game against Austin FC ended 2-2. Union looked good for the first 55 minutes, then gave up two goals, was up a goal, then gave up two, and got the late tie. We were getting the late goal to tie it. Then, you know, MLS not stopping during international breaks. Union only started with 16 players out in Portland. No problem as Julian Carranza gets a brace plus a Quinn Sullivan goal off of a Jermero Rafa Fino shot cross, scored the rebound off of that to beat Portland 3-1. No local teams in the Open Cup this week because both Westchester United and the team from Warminster, very German name, both lost 2-0. So there's no rooting interest, but Taqueria did beat an MLS 2 team, and Vermont Green did go in the next round. So, you know, Union will be back home to a hopefully dry field for Saturday against Minnesota. Later, fellas.
I had to look up Westchester United. They have the fucking like double-headed Byzantine eagle as their logo for some reason. I don't know. Yeah, it's just Bam Margera, and this is supporting the third Rome. I don't know what's going on out there. Stadium Kildare's Field.
Don't like that.
We're at Kildare's Pub Field. Nicknamed the Predators.
If I Google Kildare's Field, the first thing is a ways directions to it, which tells you
never said.
Oh boy.
This is great.
This is the first time I've used Waze in years. Show reviews. We got reviews. Nice field, plenty of parking. One of the wiser 1-star review. Tell me. The greatest place on earth.
Flooded all the time.
Constantly. Have you ever been to Westchester, Pennsylvania? Home of Bam Margera?
I have.
How about you, Jordan? Have you ever been?
No, never been to Westchester.
It's actually it's a cute town.
But on Put it on my list for my Pennsylvania tour one of these days.
Yeah, seat. Yeah, I'm hitting all the county seats. I got Westchester, Doylestown, if you do that, come say hi. Norristown, what's Delco? What's Media. Delco's county seat? Media. Yeah, Media's cute town. And then Philadelphia, of course, is the capital of Philadelphia County. What a shock. Coterminous with the city of Philadelphia. This is a consolidation act. All right. Speaking of Pennsylvania, we have a very excellent Pennsylvania guest, the man who unionized all the toilet factories in Pittsburgh. We got John from Pittsburgh. Here.
How you doing? John from Pittsburgh. He, him. Wanted to give you a quick call on the way to work. It's about 5:47. Heading down the godforsaken highways in New Jersey right now. Listening to the latest podcast. Just a couple quick questions for you. Hail to Pitt. But how are you feeling about Kenny Pickett being your backup quarterback for Jalen Hurts? He didn't do too well at Pittsburgh, or Pitt for that matter, but I think you got an interesting backup there. And as we were talking, you were talking about the Washington Commanders. I must say that with their recent trades, I had tried to take a shot every time I had to tell a relative in the DMV to trust the process, but I had to switch over to energy drinks as to not develop alcoholism. Interested to hear your boys' takes. Hail to Pitt, fuck Penn State, and have a good one.
Thanks, right, John.
I'm going to say something insane.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, do it.
So Kenny Pickett was supposed to go to Temple and flipped his commitment to Pitt. I thought Kenny Pickett should have won the goddamn Heisman in 2021. Ooh. That is my real bad take. He was third. He was third in voting, but I thought he should have won the damn thing.
I don't entirely disagree with you there.
A lot of
you high flute in the ivory tower Heisman committee types have a real bias against Monmouth County, New Jersey, and I will not have it on this podcast. I don't speak ill of Ocean Township like this.
Ocean Township has Cane Brewing, which is delicious.
Yeah, Cane is actually really good.
Yeah. I will say that a member of my podcast, Pit Girl, today was at the Steelers Megastore in Breezewood and just picked up a clearance Kenny Pickett Steelers jersey for $20. And a UPEX hat.
Hell yes.
Hell yeah. That's horrific.
Might as well while the getting's good.
Yeah, if Pit Girl has a union job at a toilet factory, that's thanks to John.
There you go.
What was the other question that John had asked? Either you remember.
How do we feel about Kenny Pickett?
Yeah.
Fine.
Quarterback factory?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but fine.
Howie Roseman's QBs.
Howie Roseman's QB wild ride.
Oh man, I got shut. The Philadelphia Inquirer, when they put out notifications on their app, they put them out like three times, and I misread it as Howie Roseman's going to leave the Eagles the other day, and I got very scared and texted Liam. I was like, "What? No,
yeah, that would panic me too. Yeah,
no, not Howie. No, it's just like the salary cap guy's got
salary cap guy though, which is still
that's still Oh, about the Commanders, any thoughts on
fuck them?
Fuck them. Yeah. We don't.
I'm tangentially a Cowboys fan, so I just don't say shit.
All right, fair start enough. Talking again. Start talking.
I'm tangentially a Cowboys fan. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
This is the year, baby.
This is the year. Second round exit this time, baby.
Second round exit this time. That's fucking funny.
Yeah. How's Dak Prescott doing with that investigation?
I will say that I have never seen the Cowboys at AT&T Stadium. I have seen the 6-man Texas High School Football Championship at AT&T Stadium.
That does sound like it fucking rules, though. That sounds.
That is great because it is nothing but like the field is narrower and shorter.
And
basically, if you get past the last guy, there's no one there.
Right.
So the scores are all like 100-90. That's great.
What I would love is to go see like the smallest Texas high school football field, which is probably bigger than some D3 schools. They're staying and just like 10,000 people turning out. that must be experience.
So I live actually wedged in between two of the larger stadiums. The one right south of me in Allen, Texas, seats 18,000.
Fucking hell.
And the one in my city, McKinney, the one in McKinney is where they actually have the D2 college championship. I go to it every year because they have it just down the road.
Right, of course.
And I got to watch Harding throw two passes over Colorado School of Mines and beat them by like 40. It was great.
Nice.
The McKinney Stadium seats, did they not tell me how much it's? Really, city of McKinney? Oh, 12,000. Sorry.
12,000.
So it's a little smaller.
Jesus. Still.
Oh, man. I wonder who has the biggest. Frankfurt High School of Philly has a pretty big one. I don't know what the capacity is though.
My county right now all the solicitors in my county right now are, it's an arms race. People are just opening up new stadiums and because we're growing very quickly for better or worse. So now everyone's building these like giant stadiums because the cities down the road have them.
Good.
The Allen Stadium, the $18,000 one, funnily enough, when they built it, it was shut down the first year because of cracks in the concrete.
Nice.
And they had to play every home game in the city next door.
That's terrific.
While they sued the shit out of the people that did it.
Yeah, I'm looking at my local high school, Central Bucks West, and they got they got fucking 4,000.
I can't find my high school.
What would be? Oh yeah, we don't want to say what catchment, but you'd be a pretty large catchment.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm talking about where I went to high school.
Oh, where you went to high school?
Yeah, it's called Dick Mayfield.
Mayfield.
It's called Dick Mayfield. It really is.
Any relation to Baker?
No, dude. Dick space May space Field.
Oh, I thought like Dick Mayfield Stadium.
No, not like, Dick Mayfield. Yeah. Nah, dude.
Apparently the largest one in Texas that's for high school football only is about 20,000.
Wow.
Yeah. It gets real big real fast.
There are Division One stadiums that are pretty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we got one last voicemail. All the way from Stray. Liam's favorite. My favorite voice I do.
This is a good one.
Thank you. You don't like the British one.
No, that one you can put up. This one though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Or no, you gotta like them all. No. Now I'm on the spot. All right. anyway, you got Nuki from Melbourne. It's gonna be who goes by Patrick. Let's listen to what Nuki has to say.
Boys, how we doing? Nuki here. My pronouns are he and him. Reporting to you, I would say live, but pre-recorded from Melbourne. So today, went to my first AFL game of the year. It was the North Melbourne Kangaroos, because Australia, and the Fremantle Dockers, my beloved Fremantle Dockers. And I'm glad to say that we won, even though it sometimes looked a bit dicey, you know. So, man, AFL is such a great game to watch. It was cool because I didn't get an actual ticket. I just got general admission, and I was by myself. And so the stadium was pretty much full, but almost everyone was from the North Melbourne team that was supporting. So I got to stand at their goals as the Freo score slowly climbed up and up, and I just got to hear all those people just lose their fucking minds. It was great. I think that's kind of one of the best things about sport, is that when a team that you're not supporting or that, you know, you actively dislike, when their fans get annoyed. And, you know, the Fremantle Dockers have been, you know, arguably the worst team ever. We haven't won a single grand final, but, you know, at some point we might get there. Presumably not, but it's a possibility. My question is, what was, the most satisfying game for you to see, for you to, witness, physically in person at a match? You know, and obviously this is with any sport in the US, you know, NFL, NHL, you know, baseball, I suppose, lacrosse, I guess, too.
Whatever those American sports are.
That's about it. I'm attempting to keep these messages a bit shorter. I think I've got a bit too much theater kid in me where I need to separate the words a bit. So yeah, I apologize. Go Birds, fuck Penn State.
Yeah, what's separating words? I never heard of that. That's not. No. That's not. No,
talk.
Dookie, you're fine. You're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
So the most compelling sports event you ever witnessed in person, I guess, is the question here.
Compelling?
Yeah, most compelling match you ever watched.
04 LCS.
04 LCS. Ooh, that's a big one.
Yeah.
2023. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'll say 2023 Cotton Bowl. That was USC Tulane.
Hell yeah.
Tulane wins 46-45. They're down 37-45. They were 30 down 37-45 with 4 minutes left. It was 30-45 with 4 minutes left. And they just come screaming back. IJ Spears was great. It was one of the best games I ever went to. I went to it for $10.
Nice.
Because no one wanted to go see Tulane. And I went in I have more Tulane gear because of home field apparel. And I just went, and it was the best game I've ever seen. It was so much fun.
That's so cool, dude.
Yeah, it was a great game.
So that's a good close match. I mean, I would say like just any game that I've ever watched would probably have to be Super Bowl 52. Dookie was DMing me and asking about what are some essential football games to watch? I was like, well, if you like, you know, you're listening to Philly Sports Podcast, Super Bowl 52 is actually a genuinely excellent,
one of the best Super Bowls ever played. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. It's the highest, most watched Super Bowl, I believe, of all time.
It is very watchable, which is not something you can say about most Super Bowls.
Yeah. So, I mean, in terms of that, you know, what I've seen in person. I could think of satisfying, and I hate the Mets. There was a game that we went to last year where the Mets I forget which reliever it was, walked it between walking and hit by pitch, lost the game. They walked in like five runs in one inning. I was there at the Agile. I don't know if you remember this. There was the Bryson Stott 3-run home run where there was a kid praying. It was against the Angels, and this was 2 or 3 years ago. The Phillies were down. Bryce Harper hits a grand slam to fucking tie it up in like the seventh or the eighth inning. And then it was, take the lead, and then it tied again. And then bottom of the ninth, you know, all that kind of stuff. Bryson Stott comes up, and they showed there's like a kid praying on the TV, and you could feel it. You knew it was coming. And Bryson Stott hits a walk-off, three-run home run. And it just was magic. It was absolute fucking magic. We were hugging each other, and I was there when we beat the Braves 2 years ago to get to the NLCS, and that was also magic. But that I've never seen such energy in a regular season game. And we didn't even get to see Shohei or Mike Trout. Neither of them were playing that game, I believe. But we smoked. I think it was. I believe he scored the run off of Rafael Iglesias. So we own him. What about you, Liam? What are you thinking? It's just the 2004 ALCS.
That's such a high watermark. It's fine. Hard to even.
Yeah, the 2023 NFC Championship, where we simply ran over the Niners. Cringe is probably the 2018 NFC Championship, where they ran over the Vikings. The least compelling game I've ever been to was when Temple lost 55-0 to SMU.
Yeah, we left, and I was yelling shit like John Wesley was a heretic, and some SMU players were looking my direction. So
it would have been fun if you had gotten beaten up in the
stadium. I'm a big guy, but they're athletes.
You're not that big.
to preserve media access and the fact that SMU loves me and I get to sit in the press box, I'm going to say SMU are a bunch of wonderful people with a great program that stands up to the test of time. And
Pony Express, baby!
Yeah. Well, now that they're putting the damn Trans Am in their videos, in their advertising stuff,
exactly.
You know this shit has turned. You know we have done a full 180. Now the ads are all over Dallas now. It's Dallas's team. They've got the old Pony Express stuff. It's great. They're just leaning hard into
really
it.
That is really cool.
Fuck yeah. I will say, best tailgate I've ever been to, SMU. Ooh. It was a Friday night tailgate on SMU's campus. They're playing North Texas. I just happened to go, and I just walked up and down their drag, like the main part of the campus. The campus is really cute. It looks a lot like a New England campus just wedged in Dallas.
Hmm.
And lots of money, lots of folks with like chandeliers in their tents. But folks just handing me champagne and beer and canapes. And as a fat kid, like whatever, you know, I'll sit and listen to you talk about how the ACC is going to save your program. Sure. Why not? They already had ACC flags up at that point. And this was like halfway through last season.
God damn. Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, I see a new item has entered the
a Tumblr.
Happy Place. Happy Valley versus Happy Place.
Is Temple University anyone's happy place?
Yeah. I like Temple a lot. I got Noam Chomsky's nephew gave me a C.
That is cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Daniel Chomsky. I just before we get out of here, I just want to say I was looking at because Nuki was talking about the Fremantle Dockers, and the Dockers are apparently owned they're a league owned team, like a commission owned team alongside alongside the West Coast Eagles, which he had recommended to us.
Hmm.
And I looked at the West Coast Eagles, and their leading goal kicker for the women's side is Grace Kelly.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Another Philly link, yeah.
Yeah, no relation, but we're going to pretend it's her.
I need to start watching Aussie football to start learning when they come over to the States and play college football. They all show up here now. They're all 32 years old. They've been working in a paper mill for 40 years.
Yeah.
And they've got tattoos, and all of a sudden they're standing there next to, you know, some 18-year-old kid out of high school.
It's right.
If you've never seen, and that, I don't think it's a strong, was Jordan Mailata, he was rugby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at his rugby highlights,
mm-hmm.
Where he is sometimes twice the height, it looks like, of the guys he's fucking just straight arming. And it takes like six, it looks like it just like takes six small guys who are probably my height.
Yeah, who are probably big dudes, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, to take him down as he just and I really might, like, if there's one thing I want to see in real life, I want to see them, all right, it's fourth and one, we're at the goal line, or fourth and goal, one yard line, give Jordan Mailata the ball and just let him clear his own space. I just want to see that. Let the big boys, give the big boys the ball, let the big boys run. None of this, I'm sick of this single back fucking spread bullshit. I want 10 offensive linemen. Just snap it directly to him. The entire O-line gets out the field. I want to see fucking Isaac Samalu as an eligible receiver.
I'll buy that.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take it. Yeah. Can I interest you in some Iowa football?
Yeah, we're gonna have to start following Iowa more. Yeah. Only punts.
Only punts. Yes.
That's the closest thing to a pass we have.
Yeah. Moves the ball down the field. It works just back in the day, there was a legitimate discussion whether the punt or the forward pass was a more effective offensive mm-hmm. weapon. And I'm still not sure we've settled this yet.
I just want to see more drop kicks.
God, that would be.
I love it when teams bust it out. It's like never works.
No, never.
Never
works. Same thing with the pooch punt. Never works, but it looks cool. It's fun.
Yeah. I do wish I wish you could do like a running punt, like sort of in like Australian rules football, like that's sort of where you like kick it through the uprights just in the middle of the play at the side, like
Canadian baby. That's why you got to watch Canada football.
Oh yeah.
They do the crazy shit like that. They still have rugby rules left in the system.
Yeah. 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 More rugby like that. That would be the shit. Jordan,
thank you for coming on.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah. Pleasure, guys.
It's been fun. To finish this cultural exchange program between our two podcasts. So, Jordan, if they like you, where can they find more Jordan?
If you like me, you like the Sicko stuff, you can find us on Twitter at Sicko's Committee. We're on Blue Sky Sicko's Committee as well. Instagram. We're not on Facebook because my dad doesn't need to know what I do.
Fair enough.
We have a podcast called Sicko's Committee, the Sicko's Committee podcast. We also have a Patreon, Sicko's Committee, for $5 a month, which I know we're overcharging compared to y'all. For $5 a month, you get access to our Discord, which is a lot of fun because we just brainstorm in there for the most part. And also that gets you access to some of our special podcasts. We have Commish's Corner, where we just tell weird stories about weird seasons. We have Yes, Rah, 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 Yes, which is our marching band podcast. And we have two folks right now who are covering the history of Prairie View A&M football. It's an HBCU out of Texas. They lost 80 straight games in the 90s.
Wow.
And it's a story about corruption and scandal and what the whole thing that overtook that program. It's a really great story. It's our serial, we'll put it that way.
Right.
That's what we're doing.
That sounds awesome. I like that. Good we need more stuff like that about sports and less true crime.
So. Yeah. That's what we figured. This was our version of that.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. We want to give shouts out to all of our North Catholic tier patrons. Pat, that's my high school.
Nice.
If you don't, it doesn't exist anymore. So, Northeast Catholic High School for Boys tier patrons, Patrick, Sean, Mike, Amanda, Kate, Eve, Charlie, Luke, Coho, Chuckleboard Cat, and brand new Robert.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it. New 700 level patrons. We got voicemail. Like we said, if you want to shoot us a voicemail or text it for a message, 267-371-7218. Give us your name and pronouns. DM and follow us. We're at Take A Losses Pod, but I'm at Tahook and T-Pain. He's at not Liam Anderson with a zero because he's elite.
Right.
Jordan, do you have a Twitter you want to share or just a Sicko's?
Just a Sicko's. My personal one's boring as shit. No one cares.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, mine's boring shit too, but no. Patreon.com/10,000losses for our bonus episodes, every other bonus. Like I said, we just, by the time you're listening to this, it'll be up on the feed, the episode with the Beyond the Breakers boys on the garbage picking, field goal kicking, Philadelphia Fresh. Phenomenon. One of the greatest movies ever made.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, yeah. Other podcasts. Well, go listen to Sickos.
Hell yeah. Sickos, Well, There's Your Problem, Hell of a Way, Trash Future, Kill James Bond, Beyond the Breakers, Radio Free Tote Bag, and Self-Worst.
And did we say Tim Pitches?
Tim Pitches, yep.
Yeah, Bobby and Alex are back off hiatus, and they will be joining us soon for a somewhat late, but it'll still happen.
162 games.
I think they'll be our first time four-peat.
Nice.
Three-peat or four-peat, I can't remember which. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Anyway, well, Jordan, again, thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. Open invite anytime you or any other of the sickos like would like to come on. Maybe we do like a fuck Penn State podcast. So it's just fuck Penn State. So pick a girl want to come on or something like that.
We had fun last night. We were talking about the 1931 Penn State team that was so bad, and everyone enjoyed that. The whole podcast was just living it up.
I'm trying to think of like all the times that Temple had actually beat Penn State. It might have been 1931 and then like that 1 year under Matt Rhule.
Yeah, 2015.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. See you around next time. Bye.